welcome back to another issue of Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. I am Mike, your host. This is the last Mighty Marvel Geeks for 2013. So to everyone out there, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We will definitely be back for 2014. Bunch of things we're going to cover on a very slow Marvel news week because of the holidays coming up. I'm going to give you, instead of my top five comics for New Comic Book Day, I'm just going to cover what four comics are coming out Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, in most comic book stores from Marvel. There's two titles each week, and I'm going to give you a rundown on each of those, so you know what to look forward to before we come back on the fourth, the first full Saturday after New Year's. We're also going to cover the Iron Nail, and what he has to do with Captain America. I'm going to rehash the Avengers Arena chat that happened on Monday, discuss some Daredevil Netflix news, give you a preview on the January 7th episode of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's pretty much it. So to kind of get into things right from the get-go, beware the Iron Nail. Rick Remender introduces the man who will alter the path of Captain America forever. In the upcoming Captain America comics, we're going to be introduced to a new villain called the Iron Nail. As we know, the Red Skull has tormented Cap for years and even killed him at one point. Both men to take on the moniker of Baron Zemo have caused the Sentinel of Liberty to tremendous personal loss. But most recently, Arnim Zola banished our hero to another world and then ripped his family away from him. Very soon, another name will join the short list of figures to torment good old Cap, as Iron Nail finally emerges from the shadows. Remender says, one of the things I wrote down for myself as a goal when I took over Captain America was to establish a giant new villain who was identifiable yet terrifying, and to come up with an evil plot very wide and terrifying in its scope. The Iron Nail is going to accomplish something in terms of his war on America and S.H.I.E.L.D. and Cap that is pretty big. So we wanted to spend a lot of time on this to make sure we properly developed it. Iron Nail has already made his presence felt, unleashing the unstable nuke. And the first phase of his master plan will come to a devastating head in Captain America 15, which will be available on January 22nd, so mark that on your calendars. Glimpses of his past as Ran Shin, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., have been shown, and his backstory will be expanded in Winter Soldier The Bitter March by Remender and Roland Boshi this February. Remender continues, I wanted to put Cap against somebody who was opposed to him in almost all aspects, and then show how the person went from being one of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s top agents and somebody who used to believe in the American dream to being disenfranchised and in love with Miles' manifesto, but amplified and seeing it not as even far enough. I wanted to write him in a way that is his communism turned up to 11. The more I wrote down his motives and his thinking and how he sees the world, how he wants to change the world, it became more apparent to me that he is perfectly and inversely opposed to Captain America in most ways and is a perfect villain for him. Remender continues to go on and say, the Iron Nail is someone who I've been writing notes on going back to the Punisher back in 2009, and the Shaolin Scientist Squad, he notes. I had written down notes and started to come up with who their leader was. It never worked in that story, but over the next couple years, I started writing down notes on the Iron Nail. So this character became very fleshed out in my mind and existed in the wings of the Marvel Universe, but has yet to be seen. I would pepper the Shaolin Scientist Squad in various comics here and there to keep building that up. So With the iron nail in his back pocket, Remedier began sketching out his initial 25 issues on Captain America. And he knew he had the right threat to challenge Steve Rogers like never before. I like the idea that this was someone who came to power while Cap was still frozen, says Remedier. I really like the idea that Steve was frozen, this cauldron started bubbling and turning, and he was not there to deal with it. Now Steve's at the lowest point in his life and put in a situation where he has to stand up against the biggest world threat and the biggest threat to America he had ever seen in recent history. You really want someone in Cap's rogue gallery who's diametrically opposed to him in a huge way, politically and on an ideological level, Remedier concludes. That's why the Red Skull works so well, and Zemo and Zola on an ethical level. Though Captain America and Iron Nail don't know each other, because they're on opposite sides of the spectrum, there would be an immediate context because of their belief systems. The Iron Nail is the guy to drive the nail in the heart of Captain America. So look forward to him in Captain America 15, coming January 22nd. And speaking of Captain America and Avengers, this past Monday, on December 16th, the writer Dennis Hopeless came to Marvel's chat to discuss Avengers Arena and what's coming in the upcoming Avengers Undercover. One of the first questions that gets brought up is, actually, let me backtrack some. Dennis Hopeless says, Arena was a challenging project from the beginning. Like I said in that letter to fans, it's not a concept I would have pitched on my own. I was hesitant to write a story based on such a dark concept using fan favorite characters I've loved for years. But the result was a book that really tested me as a writer and brought out some of the deepest character work I've ever done. It's really been a highlight in my career. It was also a crazy trial by fire when it came to dealing with passionate Marvel fans. We had some very angry folks following us and yelling from time to time the book was announced through issue 18. So the first question that came about was, favorite death? Hopeless replied back, ha ha ha. I didn't enjoy writing any of the deaths. That was the hard part. Nico's death might have been the most upsetting. My father died in a somewhat similar way, and writing her internal monologue was a pretty taxing experience. I'm proud of how that turned out, but it's still pretty tough for me to read. The next big question was, you mentioned in an interview somewhere that there were a lot of characters you wanted to use for Arena, but ultimately had to cut them. Can you name some of them? He continues on with something else, and I guess he pretty much missed it. They continue talking more about Nara and Nico's death for a little bit longer. And then the question comes up, were there any characters in the series that you haven't written before that you were particularly excited about? Dennis's reply was, I asked about Young Avengers and Wolverine and X-Men characters very early on. Because none of the Arena characters could appear in another series, it became clear we needed to focus on characters who weren't currently being used. I wanted Ken Jai from Generation Hope, but he had just died, so that was a no-go. As I mentioned before, I toyed with putting Molly and Clara in the book, and they decided they were too young. He continues on, I was really excited to write Hazmat, Tammy, Nico, Chase, and believe it or not, Justin. And then Kid Nova comes in, who's one of the Marvel higher-ups. Why the believe it or not? Dennis replies, Justin's story did not get a lot of panel time, but it was an important one to me. Sentinel fans have been pretty vocal about his death. He was trapped alone off-panel for several issues and did not survive long after his return. Kenova continues on. What about the story made it important to you? Dennis Hopeless, with a 16-character cast, I had to move characters around a lot and didn't get to spend as much time as I would have liked with anyone. The stakes were so high that it let us break the characters open and stare at what was inside. Teenage characters are interesting because that's the part of life in which you decide what you're going to be. These teenagers are trying to make those decisions while literally terrified for their lives. They learned a lot in the worst possible way. So he continues on a little bit more, and I'm trying to find where he talks about undercover, because he ended up, most of these, they go for about an hour. Dennis went for about an hour and a half, which was great. It was really fun to watch this unfold. Question from a fan came up about undercover. Obviously, Avengers Undercover will have high stakes to it, but will there be more time in AU than in AA, AU being Avengers Undercover, than in AA, Avengers Arena, for the characters to be friends and enjoy each other? Dennis's response, definitely more time. One of the things that has me most excited for this series is getting to play with these characters in time and in space. They aren't locked into one setting for 18 issues, and more than a few days can pass between issues. This is totally a different sort of story. So the question then came up, is X-23 going to be in Avengers Undercover? Dennis replied, nah, Bendis snatched her for Avengers versus X-Men. Are you planning to include any runaway characters in the new series? Hopeless's response, yes, Chase and Nico are both in it. Are you by any chance planning to explore the Braddock Academy a bit more? Would love to learn some more details about the students, the faculty, and the school overall. I would like to at some point, but we won't be doing much with the schools in this first arc, but maybe later. What kind of villains, either old or new creations, can we expect to see in Avengers Undercover? Lots of villains. We're exploring all different boroughs with Baglia and introducing villains who live there. Son of Satan plays a big role in the book as head of the demon-filled Helltown neighborhood. Should we expect a death count in Undercover? Hopeless's response, yes, a death count of some kind at least. Will we see romance in Undercover? Definitely, says Hopeless. I'm very excited about it, and there was only so much we could do in the 30 days of Arena, but teenagers got a snog. So, they continue on talking a little bit more about the possibility of new characters being developed, characters discovering their sexuality, etc. So that was pretty much it with Avengers Undercover. So it was a very fun, very entertaining read. These happen every now and then, so just keep an eye on Marvel.com for the next time this happens. And, I would say at this point in time, because of the slow holiday week, or the week's slow news week heading into the holidays, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. And again, I'm your host, and, we'll be back.
Get plugged in.
What about one of them mousey diddle doohickeys?
Disney pop culture news. It's the 411. 411.
I'm Dan Bronson, and this has been Disney and Pop Culture. To get your 411 on all the Disney and pop culture news, head on over to srsounds.com.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your source for the Force.
Star Wars news and commentary.
With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
Weekly live shows and podcasts.
RFR.
Like Rebel Force Radio on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Rebel Force Radio.
Your new source for the Force.
Rebel Force Radio. With Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack. Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, SRSounds.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Weeby Geeks, your source for all things geek. Movies, television, collectibles and toys, video games, comics, and conventions. Check out our interviews as well. That's Weeby Geeks. Go find us at WeebyGeeksPC.com. Follow us on Twitter at WeBeGeeks. Download our shows from iTunes and Stitcher. That's WeBeGeeks. Everything but chick flicks and Twilight. Whoa, guys. I said everything but chick flicks and Twilight. And welcome back to Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. I am Mike, and we're going to go ahead and preview the next Agent Shield episode. Again, it comes back, for those unaware, January 7th will be episode 11. And Jarvis, if you would, please.
For you, sir, anything.
And where do we stand?
You are not authorized to access this area.
Go through the back door, please.
Level 7 access.
Just like. Episode 7. Or episode 11. So I'm getting ready for the Hulk. When Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. return, the team will face some of their biggest challenges as they struggle to come together to rescue Coulson. We got our first details on the magical place and the next all-new episode along with extended preview, which I'm going to play the audio track for you. It is going to be happening. The name of the episode is called Magical Place. Coulson uncovers vital information about the mystery of death, but with Centipede out of blood, this knowledge may come to cost one of the team on Marvel the Shield. So it sounds interesting. Let me play this clip. And this is the audio of the preview trailer for Marvel Agents of the Shield episode 11. That magic, or the magic, or the magical place. I'm sorry, we're not talking Disney. But here we go.
This January, your favorite new fall TV show returns.
No single agent is that important.
Coulson is.
As danger hits all new heights.
We've never done anything like this before.
This time, Simmons, embrace the change.
A team struggling for unity.
Stay away from that girl. Wherever she goes, death follows. We need to root out all the secrets.
You can never tell her.
And one man's shocking mystery is finally revealed.
You were killed. Now you're here. We want to know how.
Please, I'm begging you, let me die.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns with all new episodes Tuesday, January 7th on ABC. And see full episodes now on Watch ABC Online or download the app.
Don't touch Lola.
So there you have it. Exciting to see where it comes. You know, we're coming off the cliffhanger. I know everyone was all gaga saying, oh, episode 10 is the turning point of the show. The series, to me so far, it's good. I won't say great yet. I've enjoyed it. It's kept me entertained, but I think it's still not really grabbing the audiences that it could. I honestly feel before Captain America comes out in April, Steve Rogers needs to make an appearance on the show. I would still love to see Tony Stark, with no armor, make an appearance as a tech consultant to Fitz and Simmons and be involved there and have a storyline revolving around him. They made the mistake after Thor the Dark World came out with one Asgardian not bringing in Hemsworth. Filming was over for Thor the Dark World. They could have had the opportunity to bring him in and do something. It's a interesting thing to do. I hope the action does pick up. It looks like it will. It looks like it's going to follow the same path as Angel, as Buffy, as Fringe, where we've gotten over the hump. Hopefully we see where this is Whedon. Joss Whedon coming back, not his brother. Joss Whedon coming back after helping with Thor, helping get things back on track again. While episode 10 did have a lot of visual effects in it, and special effects, to me, it just wasn't enough to really take someone like myself and go, bam, this is the show. A lot of people who did see that and said, this was it. Bam, this is the show now. we got more to see. This was episode 10 was the episode to bring back, but now if they're going to be talking more about Tahiti, talking more about what happened after Coulson died, and brought back, I think these are some of the questions that are going to bring back some of the early Marvel fanboys, who might have left the show. Now we're going to start getting some of that. So to continue, on the TV and the Drew Goddard, I'm not sure if I've covered this last week or the week before, but Drew Goddard joined Daredevil on Netflix. He's the writer of World War Z, and he will be the executive producer and showrunner for The Man Without Fear, also known as Daredevil. The story was released on December 6th, so I'm assuming I covered it last week, but just to be on the safe side, we'll cover it again. Again, slow week, so. But on the 6th, they officially announced that award-winning writer and director Drew Goddard, known for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Law, Cloverfield, Cabin in the Woods, World War Z, will join Marvel's Daredevil. Goddard will write and direct Daredevil first episode, setting the tone and look for the show, while also serving as series showrunner and executive producer for the 13-episode series premiering on Netflix in 2015. So that's good news there for those who liked Lost, for those who were Buffy fans, really good. Cloverfield, World War Z, I don't know. Me personally, I wasn't a big fan of either one of those two movies. World War Z, the book was definitely 10 times better. But I think under the right control, not knowing how much Joss Whedon's gonna have, but Drew Goddard coming from the J.J. Abrams and Joss Whedon tutelage when he was a writer there, I think there's a lot of potential for Daredevil. Number two, we still got three others to come down the pike, so we will see. And sticking with Daredevil, actually, it kind of does bring me into where I need to go. New comic book days for the next couple. Slow week in the comic world because Christmas and New Year happened to both fall on Wednesdays this year. Which means, Christmas Day, everyone's closed, which they should be, retail-wise. So comic book days for the week of Christmas, most stores have pushed it up to the 24th and the 31st, while other stores, like, I believe Marty, my co-host on Weeby Geeks, has said that Rick's Comic is doing it 26th and 2nd will be their new comic book day. But I think most everyone is doing the 24th, 31st with, Diamond Distribution sending everything out this week, or this past Tuesday, this past week, all the stores received everything for the last 2 weeks of the year. For the week of Christmas, your books coming out are Origin 2. It's part one of a 5-part series, and it takes place a few years after the events of Origin. The comic description is: a few years after the events of Origin finds James Howlett running with the wolves, and until something unexpected brings him back into the world of Follow the First X-Man as he finds his way back to civilization and falls afoul of someone sinister capitalized, who's just discovering mutant kind and the horrors he could visit on them. Plus, discover the secret behind James' greatest enemy. At some point, mutant who will become Wolverine must choose. Is he a man or is he a beast? And a whole new chapter in the secret origin of one of Marvel's most mysterious characters is revealed, starting this November by superstars Kieran Gillen and Adam Kerbert. Origin 2, number 1, actually drops on the 26th. Marvel says the 25th. Of course, that's Christmas Day. That's the second book coming out that week from Marvel. The second of the 2 is Avengers number 24. This is one of the books I pick up. Of course, Affinity just ended, and we're gonna see quite a few of the. I think there was like one episode that was an aftermath of issue that episode, and then now we're picking up with Rogue Planet story arc. It's a five part story, and it's part 1 of 5 Captain America and Iron Man plan for the next version of the Avengers. A runaway planet is on a collision course with Earth. A visitor from the future helped save the day. Avengers number 24 point now equals Avengers number 1 in all new Marvel now. This book, if you're into variant covers, has a standard cover that has, looks like it has 7 other covers, which another modern version, and then it looks like possibly some that are almost a throwback to the looks of way back when. So it's a nice touch that they're doing the older look, from the Avenger word fonts from over the years, and kind of the feel of that. The following week, the week of New Year's, again, only 2 titles. The first one being Daredevil, End of Days, revealed at last how it ends for the man without fear. In the near future, investigative reporter Ben Urich has one last story to write. What was Matt Murdock's final secrets? And this has also got 2 different variant covers, or 2 different covers for this issue. And finally, wrapping up the new year is Infinity Heist. Number 4. The crime of the century just got a bit more complicated. Blizzard's new developments put the entire team in jeopardy. While Titanium Man's true identity is out of the world. Frank Terreri and Al... Yeah, I'm really going to butcher this one. Al Barrenuvio bring twists in the Infinity Heist. So that is our 4 issues for the rest of the year coming from Marvel. And so just to give a brief recap on Marvel over the year, big events in the comic world. You had Infinity that covered the Avengers side. You had the new Ms. Marvel being announced, being an Arabic teenager from New Jersey. You had Battle of the Atom storyline with the X-Men. Now, sort of a Peggy Sue gets married meets New Mutants, or Mutant Kind. I wasn't too thrilled with Battle of the Atom. You had Iron Man 3 and Thor the Dark World come out. You had the big announcement, Netflix announcing Daredevil, Luke Cage, and 2 other shows. So with the 4 shows coming out there, the Marvel Universe really starts to look good. You had Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiere with all the hype coming from it. So, a lot of great stuff there. And I'm going to start to wrap it up a little early because I have a special surprise for you at the end of this. So, I will not play my normal outro like I usually do. But you've been listening to Mighty Marvel Geeks on Sorcerer Radio. Thank you for helping make us the success that we are. Been appreciating everyone who's downloaded the show, even after listening to us here on Geeky Saturday Nights on Sorcerer Radio. I'd like to thank Jimmy and Jason Mack, or Jason and Jimmy Mack from Rebel Force Radio. They're on before us at 7 o'clock. What a great night that Al John and the gang at Sorcerer Radio put together, having the Star Wars and Marvel shows back to back on Saturday nights. Feel free to get in touch with me if you have any comments about the show, questions about the show. Feel free to leave me a voicemail at 321-219-8227. I will respond to you as soon as I can, either by email or even on the show. So please keep it clean. You can reach me on email at weebiegeeks weebiegeekspc@gmail.com. Again, you can listen to us every week on Sorcerer Radio. Download us on iTunes and Stitcher on Sunday after the show's aired. So if you enjoy it, if you wanted to go back and hear what was covered again, listen to it later in the week. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. And again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we're gonna bring it a little bit to a close. I'm gonna play something a little upbeat, and then give you guys a special treat at the end for the holidays. So thank you guys for listening. And I'm Mike, and see you next year.
Jarvis, drop my needle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. A jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. It is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. In a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. A jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. And a one-horse open sleigh. Open sleigh, a dingo bells, a dingo bells, a dingo. hearts open sleigh.